The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
Good morning. Welcome to your Monday morning briefing. Here's what you need to know to start your day. With your host, former Saturday Night Live superstar Joe Piscopo. Produced by Frank Morano. With news guy Al Gattulo. And traffic with Debbie Duhaime. This is Piscopo in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Otis, man. Otis Redding. See, that's my high school years. I can remember a bunch of white kids, white privileged kids, right? And we were living in the suburbs outside of Newark, New Jersey, man. And we always turned to Otis and Sam Cooke and Jackie Wilson, man, and the great James Brown, you know? Oh, my goodness gracious. We used to live off of that. Joe Tex, I gotcha. Loved all that. And Otis wrote Respect for Aretha. He wrote it for himself. Aretha took it and owned it. Rest in peace, Aretha Franklin, Queen of Soul, we lost last week. And by the way, maybe, Albert, you could dig up Otis singing Respect, because that's pretty cool. I did a whole Otis Redding thing when Aretha passed away, and then it's Friday, and I said, okay, I gotta scramble down the shore from New York, pick up the baby, go down and see Mama. And I said, okay, so I had some Otis Redding. I had a whole Otis Redding little playlist that I played. The guy was brilliant, man. Those guys. See, Al, you're way too young for even any of that, right?
Otis Redding, yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I listen to all these people, just not, you know, I
this
never
is the theory I have, though. When I go out with Mikey, man, and I go out and Mikey wants to start a band, there's no bands anymore. This is so frustrating.
No, that's true.
When I was a kid, my band was Hey Jip. We named it after that the animal song that apparently, according to Charlie Fincher, Donovan Leitch wrote. You know, Donovan wrote the song, and we named our band Hey Jip. Then there were other bands around, great bands, not so great bands. We had Johnny Wilshons and Richie Mears and Johnny Vargo on drums, and we just had a great.
Now, when people want to form a band, they go, "Oh, you want to play Rock Band on the Xbox?"
Yeah,
you know, that's
or they know it's tracks, and it's right. Hip hop tracks, it's rap tracks, it's just tracks, and it's DJs, man, and it's not right. So Mikey goes, "Dad, so now I'm in search of a bass player. Listen to me, I'm in search of a bass player. I'm in search of a drummer, you know, and he's got another good, really good guitar player he's gonna play." Mm-hmm. And I put together now what's old is new again. I'll have my kid go out and start doing the stuff of the '60s. It'll be all like new music. You
Your
know?
House is perfect for that, though, for a garage band, because you really don't have any neighbors to complain, right?
It's true.
You're
man.
Basically playing for the deer and the bears. You know. Hey there, Yogi. That music?
It's so true. But then I called my friend Barry, who produced The Rock of Ages, actually, and he says, "Come to my house. I have a studio." Isn't that nice to hear your friend say that? I go, wait, do you have a bass player? I go, yes, we could supply the musicians too. So I'm going to take Michael down to Barry's house. You want to try to do it, but it's an interesting. I don't know if it's a comment on the current day of interaction of a younger generation, but when we were kids, man, you used to hang out. You used to go on
right.
the street. And you would hang for better or for worse, and we would get together and do a band. Now you're right, though. They'll do everything online. They don't, and you're kind of out of touch with this generation, Albert. Which
yeah, that's
is
true. I mean, kids
I
don't. Kids, you know what? Somebody had remarked to me the other day, like, nobody knocks on your door anymore and says, "Oh, is so and so home? Can he come out and play or hang out?"
I don't answer.
You never have that. No, right. There's a knock on the door. I run for cover.
You do.
Run for cover. Two cats are running around all over the place. I run.
Listen to what Al's saying, because is this not indicative of our current day society? Yeah. It's like, shh, don't move. Yeah, don't say they won't know that we're there. I don't know who it is. Leave it. Yeah. Let them leave it at the door with the delivery guy. If it's a neighbor, I don't want to see it.
Right. Place. Sebastian Maniscalco does the joke. Like back in the old days,
you used
to have an Enerman's pound cake on the table. And always, don't eat that. It's for when people come over. Like it was never touched. And then, you know, somebody knocked on the door. Oh, I got a pound cake. Hey, you know what? Now it's hide behind the couch. Shut the lights. Turn off the TV. Make sure they don't see you.
I know. Not down the shore, though. It's not like that because the houses are so close together, right. And people. That's
and
that's
you know
like
your
a
neighbors.
Sport. It's a sport. People come over. Who's coming over? And then you know what they do down the shore? Listen to me. Down the shore, they just stare. They sit on the front porch. Oh. Now they could be in the back where it's kind of private.
Right.
No, they go out on the front where the car's going by, and they will stare and they just watch.
Are you smoking a cigar, Joe?
No, they just watch.
What are you doing?
And then listen to this. When I go to the beach, and you go to the beach, and it's so crowded, which I think it's good for the Jersey Shore because it's good for business. So you go down, and it's just everybody. It's so crowded. People sit there, and what if they will stare at you? They'll just stare. They're not reading a book. They're not listening. They're not conversing. They stare. This is a sport.
He's getting
the
sun. His skin doesn't look like it's burning.
And they don't waver from that stare. Am I right or wrong? Am I right or wrong?
No, you're right, because I get that at the pool. Like, I go to the pool, and I'm there with my son, and, you know, there's the same people that are there all the time, and they all, like, all the old people are all in, like, this group circle in the pool.
And
in
they
the
watch
forefront.
Everybody else.
Yeah, and and there's one woman who is constantly complaining about everything. And I actually went by her one day. I was doing my walk or whatever, and she moved, and I said, no, it's okay. I said, continue complaining, and I kept going, and her friends were hysterical laughing. I'm like, you have nothing nice to say about anybody.
Did you say that to her? That's great.
Because they're not, especially too, Joe, they're not low talkers. Like, it's one thing you're in the pool, you have a conversation. Right. These people are like, oh, I mean, shut up already. It's sunny. You're in the pool. Be quiet.
And down the shore, the houses are so close that people jack up the music, man, and you could hear. Yeah. So
In your neighborhood, though, most the houses are the houses rented out, or it's mostly the same people that go down?
Great question. See, Al, bingo, how smart you are. And let me tell you what's happening and how the whole formation of the block is dissipating a little bit. Because when I grew up down the shore on a little street in these post-World War II cottages, this ain't no mega McMansion. This is nothing. Like I say, when I come from Atlantic City or something, I got a driver taking me out to Long Beach Island. They go, to the left, Mr. Piscopo, to the left is Love Ladies and Harvey Cedars and these multi-million dollar mansions. No. Turn to the right. If you see Fantasy Island in the Ferris wheel, that's where I'm going. And I love it because it's street, it's real, it's so Jersey. And we had the Italians, our dear friends, the Italians across the street, Irish. All my buddies were Jewish. I learned the great heritage, the Jewish religion through my dear friends. All walks of life, man. And now, for some reason, a lot of people are renting and it dissipates that neighborhood. And what they allow down the Jersey Shore, they allow 15 families in one house. Because it's so expensive to rent, and you understand that. We'll all five families, we'll all go in. So now we got renters on the right, you got renters on the left, and God bless them. I mean, when we bought the house, it was like $8,000 or something.
It's different, and I can understand when people buy a piece of property down there, maybe they can't go down every weekend or for weeks at a time. No. Think about it, though.
Friends that are renting, they're just cheap. I'll say it on the airway. They're just cheap. They're just greedy and cheap. They just want.
Why? Because they have their houses paid off already, and they just want to make extra money.
And they're still making gazillion dollars. They just do it, and it just dissipates the neighborhood. Some friends don't rent. They keep the house the way it is, and you have all the right in the world to do it, Al. But you're absolutely right. That's a good point, because to answer your question, no, the renters come in, and then there's thousands. There's no – all they do down the shore, what gets me crazy, and I love the municipalities because I was a garbage man, and I worked in the municipalities. They charge astronomical taxes. You're there part-time, and they give you nothing back for your tax dollar. And the only thing they do is make sure you have a beach badge, make sure you're not going 27 in a 25-mile-an-hour speed limit. But when you leave the island, there's no traffic flow, and there's no regulations on how many people they could put in a rental property.
But it's also, that's how they make their money. I mean, they know that you're only there for half a year. There are very few people live, I mean, I shouldn't say very few, but there aren't as many people that live on Long Beach Island full-time during the year.
No,
they're
like
down
four.
There for the summer.
Yeah, it's true.
Four.
No, it's four. four, and then
four people.
And they've got a little more than four. They got a city hall.
Yeah,
they got a city hall that's bigger than any city hall in New York City. It's bigger than
New York City. A little more than four.
More people are moving. But by the way, love it not moving. It's my home, and I adore it, and it's as Jersey as it gets. But you just wish the municipalities would be a little more concerned, you know? How many people are going to be in that house? No, there's got to be a limit because it really gets – and I think Seaside Heights is starting to buckle down on that a little bit, aren't they?
Yeah, I think so. There's some towns that are doing that are not the preventing of people from renting out their homes, but – you know, that they're just trying to keep it a little more under wraps. So,
yeah,
and a lot of these towns, you know, you talk about this, that a lot of these people going to these seaside towns, you know, maybe they're going to be smoking marijuana when it's legal. A lot of these towns are saying, not in my town.
Yep.
You want it legal, go somewhere else. So, and a lot of the short towns are doing that.
It's such a 7:45 with Big Al and Joe Piscopo. Mel, let me go to Brooklyn. Mel, good morning. What are you thinking this morning, my friend?
Good morning, Joe. I'd like to speak about Brennan's security clearance.
Yeah,
the president is absolutely right to pull a security clearance. What happens, because I was an intel officer, I was a security manager, I've given people security clearances. When you get one, it's after an investigation that you have to submit 5 people for references, and they speak to those 5 people and get another 10. After that, you are read on. When you're read on, it's an audiovisual presentation where they tell you what you're allowed to do and what you're not allowed to do and the laws that you break.
Hmm.
After you've served the time that you need the security clearance for, you're read off, and they make you sign a confidentiality oath. You will not discuss anything that you've learned while you had the security clearance. Brennan has violated that. And in addition to that, when I was doing some research on this, I found out that the taxpayer has always paid for people's security clearances. I thought that sometimes the government contractor would do that. This is going to open up a can of worms, because these contractors that are charging the government millions of dollars are also sticking the taxpayer with a bill to conduct these investigations.
Hmm.
Now, this is what Brennan wants most of all not to lose, because if he loses that security clearance, he's not – he cannot speak with authority on anything. So
it's a good,
what we
need to do as taxpayers is let
– yes.
And thanks for calling. Stay with me for a second, Mel. What's going on? Well, if you worked in the intel community, and thanks for your service, what's going on? Something's going on. I don't know what it is. My street sense says something's going on. There's a reason Brennan's acting like he's – there's a reason the president pulls the security, and it's not just because he's going up against – now, something's going on that went on the last 8 years prior to Donald Trump, and I'm not sure what it is. What are you feeling?
I got my security clearance back in 1986, and what I've noticed in 1992, after the Soviet Union fell, a lot of the concerns and priorities changed. They didn't feel they had a real enemy that we had to guard our information from, and it got very lax, the way we conducted the investigations, the way we handled the information. That's why you saw a lot of breaches happen, because it wasn't taken seriously.
Yeah.
When the Soviet Union was around, we were taken serious.
Right.
Now what's happened is, and it's something that they're mentioning, that we had a sense of honor, that we did not use our position in government to take advantage of it. What happened was certain people got into government, I'd say Hillary Clinton, maybe Obama after that, they took their positions in government and took advantage of it. They weaponized the intelligence agency, and there were certain government civil servants that were willing to go along with that. And that's something that is dangerous to our democracy, and we have to be on guard for it right now.
Yeah, well said, Mel. Always appreciate you checking in, my friend. Have a great day, and thank you. 818 with Piscopo in the morning. It's just plain scary. Colonel Jack Jacobs is going to join us. He knows. He is a hero in the United States military and the Army, a military analyst for NBC News, a Medal of Honor recipient. We're going to see what's going on, because this, I don't know why all of a sudden Brennan, he's stripped. Then he had like 60 people that have security clearance saying this is wrong. Why is everybody concerned with their security clearance? And they're not even in government. Are they getting paid for this? Are they getting paid for this? Does it take away, like Mel just said, their credibility? Or is it something more than that? Is there like, and forgive me for being conspiratorial here, because this is the way it's going to sound. Is there some kind of effort to take down the government, our government, or change our government to the degree? Because I do not understand that the Democrats have no initiative, no platform. It's all anti-Trump. It's progressive socialist. Bring communism in, bring socialism in. There's no, but they make no sense at all. So now why is everyone so concerned about their security clearance? There's something up. I don't know what it is. Something tells me you have the instinct better than I. So give us a call at 877-970-2999. Or am I being overzealous in my assumption that, you know, I'm so suspect of the United States government, you know, and the deep state. And maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. But 877-970-2999. Susie Cerrone, I'm suspect of bad traffic out there every morning.
You are correct, sir.
Yeah. Susie, nice to have you with us and sitting in for Debbie this morning. How are we doing? Making headway on that 495 overpass there?
You know what? Fingers crossed. Literally, I don't want to jinx it, but it's really not too bad. Don't forget, it's still this summer. It's a big vacation week, so it's really maybe 5 or 10 minutes at the Lincoln Tunnel heading into the city. You've got the left lane out 24-7 on 495 in both directions. Kennedy Boulevard to Route 3 for the next 2.5 years. It kicked off Friday night, of course. We'll keep you posted on that. The inbound, George, 20 for the upper, 5 to 10 for the low. So, see, it really isn't that bad out there this morning. Holland Tunnel now 20 minutes from either approach. Big problems, though, if you're headed into Queens. Listen up. A crash involving 2 tractor trailers and a car. It's going to be on the Throgs Neck Bridge, Queensbound. It's on the Bronx side. 2 lanes are out. And then in Queens, a crash on the Clearview South near the LIE. So, if you're heading into Queens, stick with the RFK Triborough Bridge or the Whitestone Bridge instead. Alternate side, in fact. Crash in Newark, 280 westbound at exit 15. Now, the New York State Thruway southbound, clear out of Rockland, clear on the Tappan Zee, but 287 eastbound is horrible from the Thruway out to 6 and White Plains. You literally have a rough road with that ongoing construction through the area. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Michael Medved is on board with the president's campaign slogan.
We're not going to make America great again. It was never that great.
That Governor Cuomo would make that statement, how foolish this is. America has never ceased being great, which is why I'm more comfortable with Keep America Great.
The Michael Medved Show. Afternoons at 3, right before Kevin McCullough at 5 on AM 970. The Answer.
Have you ever had a legal question pertaining to elder law or estate law and wondered what's the best course of action to take? During Kevin McCullough Radio, you'll hear from Mike Connors of Connors & Sullivan Attorneys at Law, answering a real listener's actual question. If you have a legal question for Mike Connors, the Ask the Lawyer host, simply email the question to mikeconnors@gmail.com or call Mike's office at 718-238-6500. That's Ask the Lawyer with Mike Connors every Saturday evening at 6 on AM 970, The Answer.
In an era where it's tough to know which news outlet to trust, at a time where it's difficult to find facts, not just opinion, there is an oasis in the news desert. It's the Katz Roundtable. John Catsimatidis, the personification of the American dream, who built a multi-billion-dollar business empire, talks with some of the nation's top newsmakers every Sunday morning at 8:30 a.m. You won't just hear partisan spin. You'll hear directly from the newsmakers who are shaping the news cycle in the city, the country, and the world. On the Katz Roundtable, you won't just hear about politics. You'll hear about science, business, education, animal rights, and any other topics that you're interested in. Catch the Katz Roundtable every Sunday morning, starting at 8:30, right after Marano in the Morning on AM 970. The Answer.
Joe Piscopo here, coming to you from the SmartWayToBuy.com studios. If you look around these days, everything is getting smarter. Smartphones, smart TVs, even smart refrigerators. Well, now, after 100 years of the same old dumb way of buying cars, there's the smart way to buy a car. Just go to the SmartWayToBuy.com and see how easy they've made it. With really smart things like the Smart Way to Buy's 110% low price guarantee that ensures you are getting the best price for your next used vehicle. Need a car for commuting to work? Do you have a teenager looking for the first car? Well, then you should definitely visit the Smart Way to Buy.com. It's your go-to place for the widest selection of used cars in New Jersey. Plus, every vehicle comes with a 5-day, 500-mile exchange policy, so you can't lose. Now, that's smart. The Smart Way to Buy, only at the SmartWayToBuy.com. That's the SmartWayToBuy.com. Anything else just wouldn't be smart.
Michael Medved, coming up at 3 on AM 970, The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Honda.
Biscopo on the radio. It's 824 on AM 970. The Answer around the world, around the United States of America on AM 970. TheAnswer.com, 877-970-2999. I see your calls up, but I just want to put a hold on the calls to bring to the airwaves a true American hero, Colonel Jack Jacobs, best-selling author, Medal of Honor recipient for his service in Vietnam, and a military analyst for NBC News, and a man I'm proud to call my friend. Jack, welcome back to the show, Colonel. Always great to have you here, sir.
Hey, thanks, Joe. Good morning to you.
Summer's okay. Get a chance to relax a little bit, Jack?
Well, I'm no. The short answer is no, but I'll, you know, we'll all have plenty of time to relax someday. I'm out in California to be in a charity golf outing for MVAT, raising money to take care of veterans out here in on the West Coast and then on the East Coast too. So no time to rest. I'll rest one of these days.
I know you won't, Jack. I know you, man. And God bless you for helping the veterans, man. It's like 5:30 out there, Jack. Thanks for getting up. What time's the golf outing? Like 8-ish?
Yeah, 8:30 or so is the opening ceremony. I got to start off by telling you something you probably already know. I can't play golf to save my life. So it's mostly comedy is what I do out here, pretty much. Bring people out here to pay money to watch me swing a club and dig up the turf.
It's the worst, too, when people have a big crowd out there on that first tee, and you gotta swing. It's the worst. I'm right with you, man. I don't know. It's like
I always get high score, farthest from the pin, shortest putt missed. You know, I'm the guy. You get all those awards,
Jack. But you're a hero, and they'll accept that from you, Jack Jacobs. Colonel, President Trump. Did he not have a right to remove the national security clearance from John Brennan? What are you thinking about that, Colonel?
Well, it's interesting. There are a bunch of articles today with Brennan talking about taking this whole issue to court. I think the president does have the right to grant or remove security clearances. I think trying to challenge that is not going to come out very well. You could argue about whether or not he handled it properly, the president did, but I talk to a lot of people who know about these things, and the large majority of them say that the president has the right to do just about anything he wants to do within the scope of the Constitution as long as the Congress lets him do it. So, yeah, I think he had the right to remove the security clearance. Whether or not he should have done so is something else. Whether or not these people who used to be in serving, who are now not serving, should retain security clearances. That's another interesting issue, but I think the president had the right to take the clearance away.
But Colonel Jacobs, and I talked to you as a friend, Jack, because I know you and I, we speak, and you're very grounded. You're very down to earth. And I hate to put in inflammatory rhetoric on the radio, but I'm sensing, and I've been saying it all morning, and I don't know what it is, and I can't put my finger on it, Jack. Something going on. Why are some people so heck-bent on maintaining their clearance? There's something wrong. Why is Brennan in such a bluster? I mean, did something happen the last 8 years that maybe the President Trump sees that we don't, sir?
Well, it's interesting. There is something in excess of some people say 5 million people who have security clearances of various types. That's a lot of people have access to classified information. And the clearances we're talking about are extremely high clearances. That is, some of them are at levels above top secret. So you can question whether or not people who've had a clearance while they were in service should have it after they've left. I think we have far too much classified information. We frequently classify information that shouldn't be. And similarly, we have far too many people who have access to it. I'm not a fan of having people with blanket security clearances after they've left the service. I don't think that that's necessarily a good idea.
Yeah, Colonel Jack Jacobs with Piscopo in the morning about 8:30 on AM 970. The Answer. Hey, Jack, what's going on with this China military buildup? All we hear about is Russia. Oh, watch out for Russia. Russia's doing this, and the president and Vladimir Putin. Tell us, how scared should we be about this Chinese military buildup?
I think scared is maybe not the word, but I think we should be terribly concerned because it's been the military buildup and China's increasing reach in the Pacific region has been growing tremendously. You know, years ago in history, when China was internally weak, it turned in on itself. And when it was internally strong, it expanded. And it did that many, many times over the centuries. Things have changed now, both because of internal politics in China, politics in the region, and because of technology. China has had periods of internal weakness, and it has expanded anyway. This is extremely dangerous. We're not in a position to do anything about it because our reach is greatly reduced. Our armed forces are much smaller. We have, instead of 600 ships, which is what we had back in the day when I was in the service, or we were trying to get 600 ships. We've got only, I think, 258 ships. That's insufficient to protect our and our allies' interests in the Pacific region. And we have lots of countries in the region asking us, what are we doing about it? China's built islands to expand its territory. It's also claimed sovereignty over large pieces of the Pacific region. And that is, we should be very concerned about it, and we need to think much more clearly about how we're going to project our power and restrict China's access to areas that don't belong to them, Joe.
Wow, Colonel Jack Jacobs. You know, before we let you go, Jack, I got to ask you about the Space Force, man. I love it. I think it's so great. When he says that, I see Spock. I see Captain Kirk. You know, President Trump is Captain Kirk. But the Space Force, again, the president, I think, sees a lot going on with China in outer space. Do you believe in something like the Space Force, Jack Jacobs?
Well, I think we need to have a much clearer view of what we're going to do and how we're going to project our power and protect our interests out in space.
Yeah.
And we've been flopping around with it for a long period of time. I do argue that we do not necessarily need another layer of bureaucracy in order to execute our policies and protect our interests out there. But there's no doubt about the fact that we better get cracking, expanding our capability, consolidating our capability to protect our interests out in space.
Jack, I tell you, I'm looking at Jack Jacobs, and you, I know you don't like when I do this, your military service, 2 silver stars, 2 bronze stars, 2 purple hearts, not to mention your work on Wall Street in the United States Army. Jack, I'm telling you, what you went through, and I love to hear you, how you talk in when you're in the battle, Jack, when you're in the battle and you do those valiant things. It's just, you didn't think about what you were doing. Just take us back there for a moment, if you would. If I could lean on our friendship, Jack Jacobs, when you were in there and you were saving those lives and running in with the fire going right, zipping right over your head. Jack, how did you keep sane in that regard, man? I mean, I mean, what do you think about? Is it just taking care of your fellow man, or is it a mission greater that we would not understand, layman like myself?
No, I think you put your finger on it. Most people who've been in combat will tell you exactly the same thing. They were scared. They feared for their lives. But at the end of the day, they were in a position to take care of their friends, their comrades, people who would have done exactly the same thing for them had they been in the same situation. And everybody who's been in combat will probably tell you exactly the same thing, that he wasn't doing anything that somebody else wouldn't do in the same situation. I've spoken with lots of folks, obviously, down through the years who've been in combat, and I could, if we had a lot of time, I could tell you lots of anecdotes. People have told me in the air, on the sea, on the ground, that are similar to mine. There's one Medal of Honor recipient named Brian Thacker, Vietnam War from Washington, D.C., and somebody asked him about his action, and he said, you know, there were three other brave soldiers that day, and who were every bit as brave as I was. I got the recognition for it. I think everybody who's been in combat will say that what propels him to do the things he needs to do is the notion that we're in it, we're all in it together. Like Benjamin Franklin said, we have to hang together, otherwise we'll all hang separately, Joe.
Yeah, Colonel Jack Jacobs, we just love you, Jack. So proud of you. By the way, I know we have to do a dinner with General Labuti and Joe Grano, Bob Zito, and Cento Amici. We're due for that. I'm ready for that. Good luck. Good luck on golf. You're more comfortable on a battlefield than you're on a golf course, aren't you, Jack?
Oh yeah, I don't want to extend it to this level to say I'd rather get shot at than have people watch me play golf, but it gets really close.
Colonel, thank you for your service to the United States of America. You make us proud, Jack Jacobs. God bless you. We'll see you soon.
Thank you, brother.
Thank you. He is a great American right there, a true patriot, Colonel Jack Jacobs. 8:35 with Joe Piscopo. Kevin Jackson coming up momentarily, and your phone calls at 877-970-2999. 8:35 with Big Al Gattulo. He's got the headline news live and local on AM 970, The Answer.
News, opinion, passion. This is AM 970. The Answer.
68 degrees at 8:35. I'm Al Gattulo with local news first. Here's what's going on. An off-duty NYPD cop shot a man in a wheelchair in Brooklyn early yesterday morning after the officer says the man shot at him first. The bullets flew around 2:45 in the morning in East Flatbush. Police say the 30-year-old man shot at the officer but missed. The officer shot back, hitting the man in the wheelchair in the hip. The 30-year-old was taken to the hospital. He's expected to survive. The officer was not hurt. Cops say they found a .38 caliber revolver at the scene. Officials on Long Island are asking residents to alert authorities if they see any syringes or other medical waste washing onto shore. More than 35 used hypodermic needles were found in the sand at Atlantic and Lido beaches by lifeguards and beachgoers over the weekend. Local lawmakers are trying to figure out the source of the waste, and anyone who comes in contact with any hazardous materials or hypodermic needles is asked to call 911. In sports, the Little League World Series, Mid-Island beat Houston 2-1. The Staten Island team will play the team from Honolulu on Wednesday. Ahmed Rosario had three hits, three RBIs. Mets beat the Phillies 8-2 in the Little League Classic in Williamsport, Pennsylvania. Greg Bird's grand slam capped a six-run first inning. Yankees rolled to a 10-2 win over the Blue Jays in the Bronx. Jay Happ struck out 8 over 5 and a third of two-run ball. He's won all four of his starts since being acquired from Toronto. And sports is sponsored by Rawlings, the finest in the field. Visit Rawlings.com for more information. Stuck in traffic? Susie Cerrone's got the answer.
No change, cloudy, and 70 in the city. What's going on? We have the answer. Checking traffic. It's a doozy on the Throgs Neck Bridge. Queensbound, an accident with two tractor trailers and a car. Two lanes out on the Bronx side of the bridge, so it's just a mess. Stick with the Whitestone or the RFK Triborough Bridge if you're heading in towards Queens. An accident in Queens on the Clearview Southbound near the LIE. That has one lane out. The LIE Westbound is stop and go. Main Street to Woodhaven Boulevard. Again, alternate side in effect. Inbound George 20 for the upper, 5 to 10 for the lower. Not too bad at the inbound Lincoln Tunnel through the construction zone. It's 10 minutes tops. 15 to 20 at the Holland from either approach. Accident in Newark, 280 west, but at exit 15 in the left lane. Checking your forecast today, partly cloudy and 76. Partly cloudy tonight, down to 68. Tuesday, cloudy and 76. Rain heavy at times on Wednesday with a high of 82, but hang in there. Thursday, sunny and nice with a high of 77. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Sponsored by Indeed. Indeed, used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. For our Ask the Lawyer friends and listeners, you can attend any of Connors and Sullivan's free seminars on elder law, Medicaid, wills and estate planning, and more.
Yes, it's all free and all close to you. So come to Connors and Sullivan's free seminars.
On Tuesday, August 21st at Vesuvio Restaurant, 7305 3rd Avenue in Bay Ridge, Brooklyn at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. In Sheepshead Bay, Brooklyn on Wednesday, August 22nd at Buckley's, 2926 Avenue S at 11 a.m., 3 p.m. and 7 p.m. Finally, at the Grand Prospect Hall,
163 Prospect Avenue, Park Slope, Brooklyn, on Thursday, August 23rd at 3 p.m. and 7 p.m.
Can't go to any Connors & Sullivan's free seminars? Then call Connors & Sullivan at 718-238-6500 for your own free office appointment.
Make an educated decision on your estate and family legal solutions today. Call Connors & Sullivan at 718-238-6500 or go to connorsandsullivan.com. Connors & Sullivan. Plan now for later.
Hey, Joe on the radio, Radio Episcopo live from New York, 839. Kevin Jackson standing by. I wanted to tell you about, if I may, Michael's of Brooklyn and their amazing sauce. You know it. You see it right there in the supermarket. You can go to michaelsofbrooklyn.com and you could pick up the sauce at your supermarket. You could wait till we do our Italian trivia question on Wednesdays where we give away an entire case of Michael's of Brooklyn. But you know what I would suggest, as I always do, that you get right over to Avenue R and Nostrand in Brooklyn and experience one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of the United States of America. According to the Food Network, that's Michael's of Brooklyn. Johnny is there and Fred is there, Marianne, Michael himself. You're going to love it. Everybody goes to Michael's of Brooklyn. It's time you went to Michael's of Brooklyn. You walk in, you tell Fred, I heard you on Piscopo and I'm here, and you will love one of the five best Italian restaurants in all of America, right there on Avenue R. Nostrand. And again, they make the sauce right there. How cool is that? Right in those 80-gallon kettles. They make it right there. And they could be anywhere. They could be in China. Fred and the family, where do they keep it? Brooklyn. How do you not go? Avenue R. Nostrand, Michael's of Brooklyn, one of the five best Italian restaurants in America. Or check out at the supermarket, Michael's of Brooklyn. You want the best sauce out there. Michael's of Brooklyn, serving the most authentic tastes of Italy for over 50 years.
Everybody knows this guy.
No, everybody knows he can do a radio show.
Joe Piscopo, mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Live from the smartwaytobuy.com studios.
I love Kevin Jackson. I have immense respect for Kevin Jackson because he speaks from the heart, and that is so needed in this country. Kevin, welcome back to the show, my friend. How you doing this morning?
Doing good, Joe. Ready to go eat at Michael's of Brooklyn, buddy.
You're ready to go. When you come in, we should go in. You could just kind of hobnob with those Italians, Kevin. You could have some fun.
You know, I'm part Italian. I know I am. I'm somewhere. I'm a Jersey boy. Yeah. Hey, you know, seriously, I'm gonna before we get into all this other stuff about your governor and a bunch of other things we need to talk about.
Oh boy.
I'm gonna find a venue there because I talked to Ray. We're gonna bring the movie to New York, but I'm not gonna bring it on the 7th. I'm gonna bring it when we can make a big deal about it. Because here's the deal about my movie Bleeding Blue. You can see it at bleedingbluemovie.com. It's got a lot of Italians from Brooklyn and the NYPD in it. And the New Yorkers need to see this film. It is absolutely stunning. It's amazing.
So I saw the trailer that you sent me, and we've been going back and forth, and it is great. And it's shot great, by the way. And it's addressing the police relations with the communities, and it's great, and it's way overdue. So what Kevin Jackson is going to do, I speak to you listening, and Kevin, correct me if I'm wrong, you're going to open up a theater, you're going to have a whole big premiere. And
that's what I want to do.
Yep. Yeah.
I want everybody there except your mayor and your governor, the anti-American mayors and governors of New York. They're shameful people up there, Joe. And the people listening know this.
Yeah.
Your governor making a comment that America was never great, talking about, oh, it's because women don't have rights, it's because, you know, people aren't free and all this other stuff. This is the reason why Democrats suck on ICE.
Yeah.
And I'm telling you, I'm sick of hearing this nonsense, and I hope New Yorkers revolt against him and all these other clowns up there who continue to denigrate this country, man. It pisses me off.
I know. Well, I'll tell you what, it was, and I always spoke on behalf of Governor Cuomo. He's Italian. I said, okay, and he kind of governs when he gets there in a centrist way, but boy, I get vilified from Frankie Five Boroughs, our producer, from Fred Dicker, other journalists throughout New York State, and now I have nothing. I have no defense for him now.
How could you possibly – look, I get he's a paisan, okay? But how could you possibly like this guy with the types of things
that he does? Wait a minute, Kevin. Don't you stick up for brothers when they say something?
Yeah, you know, we brothers got to stick together.
No, I don't give a crap about
not
the
so much with you, yeah. Yeah.
I'm just serious. I don't give a crap about the paisans. I am pro-American, and I, as much there as I is. Love my Italian brothers, I love my brothers, I love all these other brothers, when you are anti-American, that's where you lose me. And yeah, this guy making that statement and trying to backtrack and say, well, I didn't really mean it that way. Yeah. Yo, you meant it that way.
Yeah, well, he never apologized. And then for him
he calls
the President Trump the divider in chief. He just did that yesterday. When wasn't it Barack Obama? That I felt more racial divide under Barack Obama than any time before.
Of course, Joe. Look, don't listen to these clowns. What they tell you who they are. These guys divide on every issue, whether it's black against white, rich against poor, women against men, and then they point the finger at you, going, "You're divisive." Look. Over the last couple of weeks, I've been to Whitefish, Montana. I was in Jackson Hole, Wyoming. I was the only Negro around, okay? I love it. I didn't want to come back. If I never see another black person in my life, put me in Jackson Hole, Wyoming, and just leave me there, Lord. It was awesome.
Good night, ladies and gentlemen. Thanks for tuning in. Don't forget to tip your waitresses. You're unbelievable. You are so bad.
Let me say something. Honest to God, I swear, I got to Jackson Hole. It was my first trip ever to Jackson Hole because my buddy's running for a governor of Jackson Hole, Foster Freeze. And I got there, and I said, you know what? If I never return, other than missing my family, if I disappeared and I was in Jackson Hole, don't come look for me.
What is it? I've never been. What? I've never been to Wyoming. I've never been to...
Oh.
To what? It's what? You from you? I mean, you're a city.
No, I'm not on like you poor. Like you shameful. I'm not saying that.
That's
I'm
what
saying,
I mean.
You gotta go, dude. This place. You know what? This is a true story. I was sitting in the. In fact, I met Vice President Dick Cheney at a luncheon, just by happenstance. Hey, you want to go to this luncheon? There's Dick Cheney, and all these guys. And as I was sitting there, I said to myself, you know what? Don't tell anybody about Jackson Hole because it's so good. Yeah, it's one of those deals. It's like, when I started meeting white people that cared, I would say, ooh, I ain't going to let black people know that they're white people do care. it's a secret. It was amazing.
You know what? I got to tell you, when I went out, I just got off a road swing of Nevada and even in California and in up by Reno, in Vegas, and people really they come up to you and they look from side to side, and then they come in close and they go, "I really like your politics." It's like we have to have a secret handshake. You know what I mean?
It's true. But what's interesting about what's cool about going to places like Wyoming and Montana? Because I went up to Yellowstone Club in Montana, where get this, my host. Said, yeah, Kevin, so Justin and Jessica were at this event we had the other day, meaning Justin Timberlake and Jessica Biel.
Here's
the deal. Yeah. They aren't name-dropping, Joe. It's just who goes there.
Wow.
Buddy says to me, James Taylor wrote one of his songs on his last album in my cabin right there. What? And sure enough, James Taylor, hey, I wrote this song in a friend of mine's cabin. It's so cool, and people are just, it really is. It's a little drop of heaven that the northeastern, the coastal people really don't know.
Yeah.
And you get to see real Americana. Yeah. You don't meet people that hate this country. They love it.
Thank you.
And they love what it stands for.
Thank you. I've been railing about that. When I got back, I was amazed to see not only, and I got to say this, and I'm going to get criticized for this, they love their president. And I've seen it out there. They love the president. Whether you disagree what I'm saying or not, this is what I'm saying. Objectively, it's out there, Kevin, isn't it?
Hey, Joe, let me tell you something. I said this. I don't know if I said it on the show. Donald Trump, if he anoints you in the primary, you win. You're going to win in the election. The Democrats are going to get the rudest awakening. If they thought they got a rude awakening in 2016 on November the 8th, they're about to get a rude awakening this year.
Yeah.
Trump is going to carry the midterms. And we were joking. I said, man, I can't wait to when Ginsburg is gone from Supreme Court. And then now suddenly we're no longer 5-4, we're 6-3, and God forbid 7-2, these guys are going to lose it because Trump is so popular.
Yeah.
I didn't have to whisper. In fact, you know me, I'm not going to whisper. I'm a huge Trump supporter. So he's popular. He's popular, and Democrats are trying to downplay it. They on Stephanopoulos, he had some guy on, the Democrats are going to win, and here's all the reasons why. It's a lie. New York. The people love Donald Trump all over this country. I've been coast to coast, not just, and swinging through the interior, talking to black folks who love him. Did you see the polls, Joe?
Yeah,
did you see the polls on black folks?
Yeah, it was like 30-something percent, correct?
36%.
Wow.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, you're welcome. You're welcome, Piscopo.
Yeah.
You're welcome.
Thank you for that. Hey, Kevin, before we let you go, though, I'm dying. What's going on with the – I'm on this, and I'm feeling this. I'm very instinctive on the show, and I speak from my heart, for better or for worse, and we're very organic. Something's going on with the Brennan, the security clearances, the deep state. I feel like there's like this inner workings of the United States government trying to take down everything we believe in. And I'm being paranoid here. I know it.
No, you're not being paranoid. Everybody knows they tried. The issue is what happened. See, there were two things that got signaled with Donald Trump that said Mueller's investigation is null and void. One is when he decided he was going to meet with Putin. When Trump said he's meeting with Putin, he essentially said, screw you. I'm going to go ahead and do world diplomacy the way I'm going to do it. Putin is no longer off limits. So that was number one. That was huge. The second thing he did was this. When he took away Brennan's security clearance, he's signaling to the deep state, I'm coming after all you. And what he's saying is, I now know what you've done. So watch this. It'll be Brennan. It'll be Clapper. It'll be Susan Rice. It'll be a host of other, deep state swamp rats that are going to lose their clearances. And every one of them, they're going, he's a dictator. He's a Nazi. Right. And he's going to say, I don't care, because Mueller's got to release this report. And you know what it's going to say, Joe? It's going to be as empty as Hillary Clinton's brain. It's not going to have anything on it worth paying attention to, and that's going to be the death knell of the Democrats.
Kevin Jackson, you're the best, man. I love you, man. And when you come to New York, we got to get together. We'll go to Michael's of Brooklyn, and you'll keep us posted on your new film, yes?
Tell Michael's of Brooklyn, we need to find a theater near him. We'll pack his restaurant. We'll all go to the theater and watch BleedingBlueMovie.com. Go check out the trailer. And NYPD, I know you're listening. I love you guys, and we're going to be there to show this film that's a dedication to you.
Yeah, God bless you, Kevin Jackson. We love
you,
man. We'll talk to you soon. See you sooner, Kevin. Thank you. Kevin is a nationally syndicated radio talk show host, Fox News contributor. You just Google Kevin Jackson. He's a true patriot. 850 and a very funny guy. Takes no prisoners. Hello. 10 before 9. It's 850 right now. Susie, I love Kevin. Boy, he speaks his mind.
I know.
He's just so honest and speaks from the heart and speaks the truth. Yep. Susie Cerrone is in for Debbie Duhaime out there on traffic this morning with all the craziness that usually goes on. How are we doing this morning, Susie?
Kind of a mixed bag, Joe. Some spots aren't that bad and some are worse than others. Let's start at the Williamsburg Bridge heading into Manhattan. In and out of roadway, just a mess. Stick with the Brooklyn Bridge instead if you can. Inbound, George, you want to stick with the upper versus the lower. There's an accident off the lower level underneath the apartments. It's got the right lane blocked. Not too bad at all this morning at the inbound Lincoln, making your way through that construction zone. Keeping you posted on that. It's really not too bad at all. It's worse at the Holland. That's 20 minutes from either approach. Accident in Queens on the Clearview southbound at the LIE. Cross Bronx West, and that's already slow. Castle Hill to the outbound George alternate side in effect. Some volume delays in Jersey. 78 West on exit 52 to 49. The Thruway in Tappan Zee are clear out of Rockland, but in Westchester, accident on the Thruway southbound at 8A for the Sawmill. That's got the left lane blocked, so some delays with that. And then it's pretty slow on 287 eastbound from the Thruway to 6 in White Plains. You literally have a rough surface from that construction that's going on in the area. Now you know how not to go. I'm Susie Cerrone on AM 970, The Answer.
Mike Gallagher calls out the never Trumpers.
They are so crazed, consumed with their personal hatred of this man, that they don't care what happens to the country. They don't care what happens in terms of policy. They don't care what happens in terms of anything that has been achieved in the nearly 2 years that Donald Trump's been president. They are unglued.
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10, right before Dennis Prager at 1 on AM 970. The Answer.
Hey there, I'm a glue stick, so I have one job. I glue kids' stuff. So sorry for being jealous of Geico, who does a ton more, like give you 24/7 access to thousands of licensed agents. And Geico has been around for over 75 years and has a 97% customer satisfaction rating. While I've just got mediocre adhesive skills, Geico also has an award-winning mobile app. Uh-oh, arts and crafts time. No eating the glue stick. Miss Lydia!
Geico. Expect great savings and a whole lot more.
God.
It's time for back-to-school savings at Modell's. Men's and women's Adidas team issue fleece, now $29.99, a savings of up to $35. Nike Club Fleece for the family starting at $35. Men's Champion Power Blend Fleece tops and bottoms starting at $19.99, and 20% off select women's Adidas apparel. $10 off select Adidas and Nike backpacks, and 20% off Nike and Adidas soccer balls and guards. 25% off all Skechers footwear, and up to $20 off select footwear from Nike, Adidas, New Balance, and ASICS. Visit our stores or Modell's.com for more savings. When you gotta save, you gotta go to Mo's.
You gotta go to Mo's. Joe Piscopo's on the radio. It's great to have you with us on AM 970 The Answer, 8-53. I see the phone calls. I see you over there. 877-970-2999. And Joe Lumberg's coming up. I want to tell you about Route 22 Toyota. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota because you're going to get a great deal at Route 22 Toyota. And then I have this, and I'm always proud to be able to tell you this. Like, you know, when you go through life, you never get anything. We got something for you. We got something for you. For Iggy, they care about you at Route 22 Toyota. You got. I'm going to give you 6 minutes. You got really 5 minutes. First five callers, next 5 minutes. Yeah, I'll give you the 9 o'clock, okay? When the news hits, that's your deadline. You can call 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter from our dear friends, the family at Route 22 Toyota. Now, all European models are excluded, but if you call 855-621-9949, first five callers, next 5 minutes, you get a free multi-point inspection, oil change, and filter. And when you're there in the largest indoor automobile showroom in the great state of New Jersey, you can check out the 0% APR financing deals that Alex Cancella, the general manager, will give you for up to 72 months for qualified buyers. You don't have to deal with dummies at Route 22 Toyota. No back and forth, no pressure, no wasting time dealing with dummies when you buy a car. And now the first five callers in the next 5 minutes, 855-621-9949. You get a free multi-point inspection, free oil change, and a free filter at Route 22 Toyota. Check out that brand-new state-of-the-art service center, please, on North Broad Street in Hillside, New Jersey. I love telling you about Route 22 Toyota. Located on Route 22 West in Hillside, New Jersey, or at Route22Toyota.com.
If it's happening in New York, New Jersey, or Long Island, hear about it with Joe Piscopo. Mornings 6 to 10 on AM 970. The Answer.
Portions of this show sponsored by Route 22 Nissan.
Jersey Joe on the radio. It's 5 before 9, 8:55 on AM 970, The Answer. Joe Lumberg is our weatherman at our Weather Answer desk. Good morning, Joey. How are we doing today?
Not too bad today. Weather-wise, it's going to be okay. Clouds, a little sun, but no real rain of note. The high about 76. It's late tomorrow night that we're going to get the showers and thunderstorms, but that's it for the week. Once we get past Wednesday, we're golden.
So it's a good weekend and everything. Thursday and Friday look good.
Friday, and into the weekend look really nice around here. We're going to take out the humidity. It's not going to be hot. It's going to be beautiful. Great weather all across the tri-state.
This is great. Joe Lumberg, always love having you with us, my friend. Thank you so much. Be careful on that bike, please, sir. Would you do that?
I might take today off. You never know.
Well, you deserve that, Joey. Joe Lumberg right there. Thank you, Joe. Marathon man, meteorologist, 8:56. Let me go to Jim in Brooklyn. Jim, good morning. What's on your mind this morning?
Good morning, Joe. We know from that tomorrow parking is suspended because of a Muslim holiday called the Eid.
Right.
Now, very quickly, the history of the holidays. We know from Scripture that Abraham took Isaac onto the mountain at God's command to sacrifice him. Of course, God changed his mind and said, you don't have to sacrifice him. It also says in Scripture that Ishmael stayed behind with the donkey while this was taking place. The Muslims have reversed that and said that Abraham took Ishmael onto the mountain and left Isaac behind. And this perpetuation of a reversal of the truth, this perpetuation of a lie, is why alternate sides of the street parking is suspended tomorrow. That's all I wanted to say.
Well, thank you, Jim. I don't know. We wish the Muslims all the best, because sometimes when I say, if you say the word Muslim, I don't want it to be translated into Islamic fundamentalists, you know, or extremists, because it's not that. They are two entirely different things. I always say, look at the Catholic Church. What you have in those Catholic, abusive Catholic priests, inexcusably, has nothing to do with the rest of us in the Catholic religion. So I want to make sure we delineate that when you look at Muslims, you don't look at all Muslims as Islamic fundamentalists and Islamic terrorists, okay? It's the same like Italian Americans. We're Italian. There's a little inkling of the mafia. The rest of us are just upstanding citizens and the foundation of the United States of America. All right? So we just want to be clear in that regard. Thank you so much. Piscopo in the morning, Alan Dershowitz, Avi. He allows me to call him Avi from Brooklyn. He is a brilliant man, Harvard Law professor. He's got that book, The Case Against Impeaching Trump. I cannot wait to get into it with Alan Dershowitz about Manafort. That trial picks up again today. What's going to happen? The Mueller probe. What's going on? Professor Dershowitz will break it down for us. And again, your calls always at 877-970-2999. Radio Piscopo from New York.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.